betochen mit der Schitter Schnee nach Schewes der Madreges Chassidus Gewur Yosef. The second level of betochen, what we would call Rashi's level, is clearly a much higher level than the Chavis HaLavavis' Shita. V'nei Yudi Oymed Al Parshas Drochim V'nei Shailas HaShaila. We stand here today. Ketzen Yineg L'Maisa. Halach L'Maisa. How am I supposed to conduct myself? According to the first Shita or the second Shita? Ma'u Derech HaBetochen Adi Jerish Mimenu. What does Hashem want from me? What's the correct Derech in Betochen? Ruchayda Pelehu She'inyen Zeh Hanogeili Yisoydi Adas. And it's an absolute pillar that this subject, which is the most important subject you'll ever learn about, the most fundamental pillar that our entire Yiddishkeit stands on, lo hotiru b'yodeinu chachomim hanichiyos meduyekes keitzed linhoig bo lamaisa. There is no clear hadrocha anywhere on biduk how to conduct yourself. You'll take the rishonim, you'll take the achronim, different mahalchim, different approaches, but no one comes across and says, we're paskening like Rashi, like we do in every other area of halacha. The Sefer Meshech Chochma, al aposuk ubo tedabek, is a mitzvah that you have to cleave to Hashem. Hisakef al shay lezu, the Meshech Chochma asks this kasha. Where is the psak, where is the hadrocha, which mahalach in betochen is the correct one? The Yeshiva server Zelishring, and he answers like this. Amlam Ladaiti, he says, however, according to my opinion, he mitzvah pratis. It's a very personal mitzvah. Koileles kol anshe ha'uma, includes every individual yid. Kol echad lefi erchoy, each one according to his value, his understanding, his level. He doesn't say madregas, so I don't want to use the word level because it's not really correct. And that's in the Torah we only found remozim to this. In Novi, in Nach, there's psukim by the dozen. And no one tells us what to do. Va'inyan ki yesh betochen moisori, ke betochen ha'am abotech b'malach she'ideig l'machsorim. Because there's a betochen, a tradition, what you call betochen moisori, or traditional betochen. That there's a nation that trusts the melech that he'll make sure that there's food in the medina. The yesh betochen tivi, and then there's a natural betochen. Like a woman has betochen in her husband, or today that the husband has betochen in the wife, whichever one's more tivi, you can argue that out. I'm not going to go into the inyan of the yoma. She has a natural teva betochen that husband will take care of her. V'yesh betochen yoter chazak, betochen haben ba'aviv ha'melech. When you have a child whose father is the melech, you have a much more stronger betochen that the son has in the father, that the father will take care of him. K'mushu daigli inyan ha'atzmoy, like he takes care of himself. Ki eile anyoni mipketzu el tzelashim yisparach. All these things are included in Hashem. Hu malkeinu, hu avinu, v'gam hu yoshenu. Hashem is our father, he's our husband, he's our wife, he's our savior. And therefore the betochen that we have in Hashem is going to depend on what our relationship with Hashem looks like. It's a mitzvah's prati. U'misivas ha'imuna, ki Hashem dovuk levroyev. Hashem is very close to his creatures. Lahachin lehem tarfan v'tzolchom lahagin aleihem mihamadova v'acheili v'aheda inyonim nidroshim. To give them everything they need, to protect them from sickness, to protect them from all sorts of things, and give them whatever they need. U'margish aleihem yoisim v'ma shemargish Adam. Hashem feels and cares for Adam more than Adam cares about himself even. U'b'kevayachol b'kol tzorosam lo tzah. In every ounce of tzar we have, Hashem has tzar. Bekol tzarosam lo tzar. He has the tzar as well. Vu bala yecholet ha'echad. Ha'amiti va'nitzchi. And he is the all-powerful, the only one, the only genuine one, and the eternal one. Hashem has everything and can give you everything. He's kol yochol. Yadua kol makarav mitzvoyin of alilas b'nei adam. He knows everything that's going on inside of us. He knows what our shortcomings are, what we need, what we're going to have. Akol akol musuda etzlo. Im kein hu choshesh letovosam yoysam mehem al atzman. He cares about us more than we care about ourselves. He takes care of us more than we care about ourselves. Vim kein alo yeh adam yoshev betach v'shalav v'sheket. Ulo yasa asibas hamuchrochos. Rak lama sheitilu ala nivroim gzeira bo'yis barach. Therefore, person, as we mentioned the other day, a goy who would be a Baal Batochen wouldn't do anything. Wouldn't do anything. Because there's no chiv to do anything. And if it was a Baal Batochen, he understood that he's doing anything is a waste of time because he doesn't do anything. Because Hashem's doing everything. So what do you have to do anything for? But we have, as he says here, we have things that have been obligated on us. There are things that are placed on us. So that's all a person will do. Only what Hashem was going to do, that we have to do, that's what we do. As the Chosid, the Bala Machab of the Shara B'tochen, speaks about at length. You only do what you have to do. When you're not have to do, why would you do it?
So why should a goy do
it? He doesn't. A goy that would reach the Pisgah of B'tochen, if you could find such a goy, wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't do anything, because what does he have to do anything for?
So all these guys, I remember being in Africa, all these guys, black guys, were sleeping under the tree.
That's not because of betochen, that's because of laziness.
Right.
No!
Why do anything?
No!
No.
He's doing that because he's lazy. Never, ever, ever, ever. It's one of the problems we have. That Schwarz is sleeping under the tree, not doing anything. Is an important lesson for us. We very often mistake betochen for laziness. Don't ever mistake betochen for laziness. I'm not discussing the God-fearing, we're talking about being a Baal betochen. A guy that would reach the Pisgah of betochen. I never met him personally, but Rabbi Tetz has a friend. He's a guy. He's married to a Jewish girl. And MS the guy, eventually he magayed, and they had a wedding and whatever, but I knew the story before he magayed. The kashi here on Yiddishkeit is that why do I have to do any shtadlus? He had other problems why he didn't want to magay either. It's an enormous responsibility. Mainly you're born Jewish, you don't have a choice. But to take on a chrayas like that, when you don't have to? Ramosha Shapiro told him that's to makarev him. To Makarev him, to bring him close and get him to Magaya. It took years. It was an emestikagah. I've talked a lot about this. But his biggest problem with Yiddishkeit was what's with this Ishtadlis? If you believe in Hashem and you believe the Torah is true, and you're telling me that this is MS, well then what am I doing anything for? You should sit and learn 24 hours a day. What are you draying around trying to make panosa for? You crazy? Why must I Magaya? Ridiculous. There was a guy who reached the Pisgah of Betochen and understood why do I have to do anything. Then he became a Yidin and understood. we have a chiv to do Ishtadlis because the Torah tells you, but not for the Torah, why would you do anything? The guy wouldn't do anything. Yeah. His other problem was that this is real. That means, if you don't keep the mitzvahs, you're in serious trouble. Where's the chiyuv to do ishtadlus? Well, that's a machloikus in the Rishoyim and the Achronim. Bezeis apecha toich alechem is the theme. The Chayim Solovovas brings from other places, whatever. That'd also be. But there's another one. Lasis is called, there's a loshon, I can't remember the pasuk now. Shashem yevrachetcho b'kol ma'asei yodecho. That Hashem will bless you in everything you do. They learn that from there as well. You see there that you have a chiyuv to do. You could say that's lasis Torah and Mitzvahs. Like Adam Rishon, it says Adam Rishon had this is all talking, before Adam Rishon's chet there was no chiv ishtadlis. But it said Adam Rishon had to be oivid v'shoimrei. That's what the Chazal said. That's about mitzvahs. He didn't have to work the ground. He didn't have to plow. He had to just do what Hashem told him, and to keep Torah and mitzvahs. And the Malachim fed him and took care of him and took care of his physical needs. Pashtus. According to Kulam, the Iker Shoresh of the Ishtadlus today is the chet of Adam Rishon. Therefore, the Maseilas Yesharim says, since it's a klala, it's a knas, you do as little as possible. As little as possible. What is that little as possible? I'll take you back to the Meshos Chochmas, the Mitzvahs Pratis. Everybody has a different matchom of how much ishtadlis has to make to makayim the minimum chiyuv of ishtadlis. Yeah, you all know what I'm talking about? How many times I'm going to have to say it before it sinks in, but anyway.
My third time through the book.
I'm not talking about the book. He doesn't discuss that. He doesn't go into that bichlal. He has a whole different mahalach. Too bad Rav Dessler's mahalach. Why you have to make ishtadlis? To protect your betochen. Ishtadlis has nothing to do with helping Hashem give you panosa. Ishtadlis is there to protect whatever little betochen you may have. And you cheshbon out how much ishtadlis you have to make based on the nekuda of not being toil rishonis, that you won't have charota, that you didn't do enough ishtadlis if it doesn't work.
Can't have one without the other.
Can't have what?
Can't have one without the other.
One what without the other? It's an interesting question, fascinating question. There were yechidim that lechayre didn't have to make any ishtadlis. You want to give me an example of the yochid, the archetype of the Baal Betochen who never did any ishtadlis? The Gemara talks about him. Was in a cave for 13 years. Shimba Yochai didn't make ishtadlis. He had to take the caribs and put them in his mouth. Why did Hashem not just nurture him without the caribs? And Hashem did an ace for him. He gave him caribs and a spring. Why give him caribs and a spring? He's got to pick the caribs and stick them in his mouth. That's also ishtadlis. Why does Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa have to light vinegar? Just think candle and candle pops into the world. Why does Elisha have to lie on a dead child and put his nose on his nose and his eyes on his eyes? Because he's going to revive him through Hatzolah. He'd have been dead for 6 hours, I think. You weren't reviving him. Elisha knew it had nothing to do with him. So why did he have to make some ishtadlis? You see, there's always some aspect of ishtadlis connected to betochen. And each level, we can go through it if you want to, what each level, why they have to do what they do. That's another story. Moshe Rabbeinu was on a very high level of betochen. He didn't need betochen. He had five-finger clarity. When you're face to face with Hashem, you don't need betochen. I need betochen, I've got 5 fingers, yeah? I know that I've got 5 fingers. Moshe Rabbeinu had 5-finger clarity with Hashem. So what does he have to hit the river for? Hitting the river does anything? Many, many kashas like this. There's always some aspect of human action that's required. 99% of the time it's connected to betochen. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's connected to fact that we have to put oil in the physical world in order to create the spiritual connections. That's what Moshe was doing. Moshe had no problems with betochen. But all the other examples, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, all had to do something. Couldn't just happen. In the biggest nace, they had to do something. Oh, so that's what I said. If you say it again and again, maybe it'll start sinking in. Maybe you weren't here when we spoke about it. Everybody knows that. Who want to answer his question? Who can answer the question? How does ishtadlis protect the betochen? So nobody heard the shiri, no one's heard. Okay, fine, all right. We'll start again. I might need another cup of coffee.
It makes you feel needed.
Shkoyach.
I think you need the coffee.
No, I'm good. I'll give you the quick, what do they call it, the WhatsApp version, you know, the clip. This is a long movie, but we'll just do the clip, the trailer. trailer. Okay. Basilis Yesharim says that the mitzvah of ishtadlis is because of gzaisa pecha toich alechem. You have to make some ishtadlis because of the chet of Adam Rishon, and we're all responsible for the chet of Adam Rishon, otherwise why is it kashu alai? We have a chelik of Adam Rishon. And we all have to masakan the chet, and you do it through gzaisa pecha toich alechem, it's a klala. Now you're going away? If you start trouble. Oh, the wind, yeah, the wind is blowing. It's coming from upstairs. This building wasn't built for... Come right here. I don't bite it. You okay there? Okay, fine. So, the Mesillas Yesharim tells us that nobody pays more tax than he wants to, than he has to. So you have to pay the minimum. That means the get of ishtadlis is you have to make ishtadlis, but you have to do the minimum. But he doesn't tell us what the minimum is. Have I finished yet? When I'm finished, you can ask all the questions in the world you want, but you have to give me a chance to put the picture on the table. You know these guys that paint these pictures? You know, and you have to guess what they're painting. You know, and he first starts painting, you don't know what it is, and then you go, wow, that's amazing! You know, like the Tower of London, it looks like he was painting a fish, you know, whatever. Yeah, let him finish the painting, you can ask the questions in the world you want. So the Mesillas Yesharim doesn't tell us what that minimum is. It has to be a minimum. What's the minimum? What's the getter of that minimum? And as the Meshes Chochma says, the mitzvah pratis. We all know that one of the fundamental leaders of tshuva is a thing called charata. Now let me ask you a question. Are you better off before you did the Aveira than after having done the Aveira and having done tshuva? Having been mitcharet on the Aveira, when are you better off?
Same thing.
Same thing? Depends. Any other... Huh? When are you better off? Having done the Aveira or having never done the Aveira?
Well, we know that the Baal Teshuva stands in a better
there
place.
There you go.
Okay, good, yeah, good. So we have to know why. Why does he stand in a better place? Yofi, excellent.
Sure. Oh. He's complicit to Hashem.
Let me ask you a question. Before you did the Aveira, could you do the Aveira? Yes, or Raya, you did it. After you did the Aveira and you did Tshuva, could you do the Aveira again?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Because after you've done Tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu testifies that you'll never do the Aveira again.
But you don't know until...
Whoa. Guys, one second. We're trying to understand a principle here.
You have the intention of it.
We're trying... No, there's all intentions. The Rambam says that if a person does proper tshuva, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's made that he'll never do the Aveira again.
Oh, so maybe we know them.
So Kodesh Baruch Hu testifies, I'll never do the Aveira again. So you're better off after having done the Aveira and having done proper tshuva, means proper charata. You mitcharetted, you'll never go back and do it again. Why would you go and mitcharet again? The reason why we keep going back to all the Aveiras is because we haven't mitcharetted properly.
Wait, can the Rosh Hashiva sign for me that it's better to do these Aveiras?
Rav Dessler says it. Rav Dessler says it mefurish. You don't need my signature. Michta Meliyahu, open it up. Rav Dessler says it mefurish. That doesn't mean you should go do the Aveira. That means you should go do the Aveira in order to get to the situation. You're better off not doing the Aveira. But you understand that the Charata puts you in a better place after having done the Aveira. Now the same with mitzvahs. A person does a mitzvah and then he has charata having done the mitzvah. When was he better off? Before he did the mitzvah or after he did the mitzvah and then charata?
Before.
Why? Because could he do the mitzvah before he did the mitzvah? Yeah. Horaya, he did the mitzvah. Now that he's done the mitzvah and he's had charata, would he do the mitzvah again? You go knock on some gvir's door, whatever he has, a moment of mishugas, he gives you a check for $10,000. As you walk away, he says, what was I doing? The sugar that was $10,000, I must be out of my mind. The next guy that knocks on his door, how much is he getting? If he's lucky, get a mouthful. Get out of my ass! You see that charata can be oiker, something that a person has. Now, let's take this principle, if we agree that this principle is valid, and apply it to betochen. Person decides, let's say, that he's going to sin, he's going to learn for a year, he's not going to worry about panosa, whatever will happen, Hashem yazol, I'll call you a beseder. Now, if at the end of the year, he has a look and he sees, I'm not going so posh. It seems that, you know, I need to take some time out. I need to make some ishtadlis. It was grants fine that I did that. I'm happy I did it, but I have to make a new ishtadlis. That's fine. That's great. Good news. If you'll have a look and say, yeah, it's going quite well. I'm going to carry on. Also good news. But if you turn around and say, what an idiot. What were you thinking? All your friends went out and worked, and they've all got houses and cars and whatever. You've been sitting and learning, and you can't make ends meet, and you'll be tired of showing us. You'll have charot on what you did. Are you better off having done the Maisa Betochen and having had charot, or are you better off never doing it? Poshut, you're better off never having done it. Because before you did this great leap of faith, could you do it? Yeah, you had a nice, healthy level of Betochen. Now that you came along and you didn't do enough ishtadlis and you have charota, you just wiped out whatever betochen you had.
So it doesn't negate from the mitzvah, but it takes away the betochen.
The mitzvah you did setting and learning, we're not talking about mitzvah now, we're talking about betochen. There's three cases. There's the case of tshuva and the charota wiping out the aveira. There's the mitzvah where the charota can wipe out the mitzvah and bring it to a lower level. Now we're talking about betochen, we're talking about mitzvahs and aveiras. Talk about betochen.
So before he sat and learned, yeah, betochen, in theory he could.
I had a level of betochen that allowed me to sit and learn for your horaya. I managed to do that. After you've done it, you don't have that level of betochen again. You could never do that again.
Why?
Your level of betochen is because you had charot on what you did. You were Tola Rishonis. We're talking about, if you didn't do that, what's the level of betochen, what's the level of ishtadlis you have to get to? Is a level that if it doesn't work, you won't have charot. That's the level of betochen a person has to get to. A level of ishtadlis a person has to get to. I have to do the minimum. What's the minimum? The minimum that I won't be Tola Rishonis. That means my betochen will still be intact, even though I didn't get what I wanted, because I feel I've done enough ishtadlis.
Yeah, but that depends on how much of betochen you have.
That depends. Mitzvah's practice.
So it's circular.
1 second. Hold on 1 second. A person has a certain level of betochen now.
Yeah.
Right? How much ishtadlis does he have to make in order not to be Tola Rishonis, in order not to destroy whatever betochen he's got now? That's the question. If I got to work 1 hour a day, yeah, and I feel that that's more than enough, I can't do more than that, it's ridiculous to do more than that. And at the end of the month it doesn't work, and I go, okay, fine. I don't feel that I did anything reckless or stupid or whatever. I believe that I did enough. Could be that I was wrong, fine, so this week I'll make more ishtadlis or whatever, I'll go ask Charles, I'll go for a brocha, I'll go whatever. I'll go to the mikveh 10 times, whatever, I'll do something else. That's fine, as long as I don't go, what an idiot, what were you thinking? How did you think to do something so stupid?
What if somebody doesn't think either of those? What if
I don't know about someone. I don't know, you okay, tell me, it, don't talk about someone.
Me. Yeah. What if I work an hour a week, and it doesn't go, and I say, okay, well I better work 2 hours, I better try 2 hours a week next time.
That's great, that's good news, that's fine. You haven't destroyed your betochen. The problem is if you turn around and say, what an idiot, what were you thinking? How much trouble you got yourself into, now you're going to pay the mortgage, and you're sitting there fetching and having charota. It wasn't worth it. What is charota?
Isn't there a danger though that you might end up overdoing the ishtadlis?
Excellent question. What's the danger of doing too much ishtadlis? You start believing in the ishtadlis, and therefore, and that damages your betochen as well.
I think that 100% danger is a lot better than this danger.
Whichever one works for you.
I think becoming a whack job, don't go to work.
What works?
All day and doesn't go to work. What, it's much more dangerous.
What? That's for you. For me, it's different. There's no klalia.
These are the. Too.
They're all dangerous depending on your madrega.
So you need to strike a balance.
You need to find the correct nakuda. Where you're doing the minimum, but that minimum won't lead you to be Tola Rishonis. It's a very difficult place to get to. But of trial and error, you have to work it, you have to avoid it. You have to speak to an Adam Godel, you're not objective, that's also a problem. Very often we do a little, how do you know that you're being real? Is you work out, you know what, I can get away with an hour less work today. I can manage an hour less work. So, if you get up an hour earlier to the Beis Midrash, and instead of going to work at 9 o'clock, you sit and learn till 10 o'clock, that's fine. But if you're going to say, well, look, I'm going to work an hour less, so there's a 9 o'clock minyan, what am I rushing to the 8 o'clock minyan for? I can sleep a little bit, you understand that's not betochen. That's laziness, that's nothing to do with betochen. You have to test you, you have to be honest with yourself. But why did Elisha and Shrub Shimba Yochai have to do something? Because on their level, what's the danger? On their level, the danger is, on their level, we don't understand what this means, but on their level, the danger is, they may think, wow, what a godl I am. What a godl I am. I'm having miracles done for me. therefore they have to do something to take away that danger of thinking, wow, look how great I am. You heard what I just said? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai can't get intravenously fed. He has to go and reach out his hand and pick the carobs and put them in his mouth and chew it and swallow it. You know why? Because if he would just get it zapped in without having to do anything, there's a danger that his betochen could get damaged through gaiva. On his level, we're not talking about our levels. You know, the gaiva David HaMelech had, you know, which would be a level of anova for us. We're talking about on their levels. Elisha, why did he lock? You know what Elisha did? It's such a limud. He closed the door and locked it so no one could see what was going on. So who was the ishtadlis for? Could only be for himself. Why? What did he need ishtadlis for? He was going to be Tyler Rishayna? No, because there's a danger of gaiva at that level. It's a state of desla. So each person on his level of betochen, has to find the correct ishtadlis that will keep his level of betochen intact and allow him to go further in betochen. Because betochen's not a once off, you hit the tachana merkazit and there you are. There's tachanot along the way, and you have to do what you need to do. I gave a shiur once on the five things you can do to mechazik your betochen to minimize the danger of being tola rishonah, so you can take your betochen further.
So shtadlis is like a kind of a dance.
That's it?
Dance.
No, not at all. It's a
dance between betochen. It's like,
it's there to protect your betochen.
It's not a stationary thing, shtadlis.
Of course not.
It's a dance.
Of course. I don't know what you mean by dance. I mean, a dance by me means it's a game.
You have to pull back, go forward. It's like
Yeah. It's not static.
It's not static.
Oh, yeah. Dance by me means something that's superficial.
No.
When Israel was entering the Midbar, and Hashem gave them the man, but their clothes didn't wear out, their shoes didn't. To get food, they still had to go get the man. That's how so they had to, even though everything around them was
pashtas, yeah.
Because otherwise,
Shimon Bar Yochai, same thing. He's living mamash with Hashem. Elisha Novi is mamash kulu. Yeah.
Why isn't the mice by Elisha the opposite? By him lying on the kid, now he feels, oh, I had a part in this.
Because he's not
up.
Elisha's not a fool. Elisha's not an idiot. He understands that some kid that's been dead for 6 hours, I ain't reviving nothing here. I'm not reviving nothing here.
Maybe
he's
the
Latino.
Oxygen level is bad. Everyone can always.
The Naveen, that wasn't their problem. Their problem was the other problem. That's your and my problem. I walk at it going, wow, I done it. You know, you pull off this Gavaldika deal, you know, you get this chukin kop that you're going to buy this building. What did Moshe Rachman say? Roshana spoke about it here, Shostakim Zinzon, when he spoke here. Moshe Rachman told him, you know, I became wealthy. You know, Moshe Rachman, how did I become wealthy? He said, Hashem wanted to give me lots of money. So I put a chukin in my kop to buy a building. I bought a building, it became worth a fortune. Hashem wanted to make me poor, so he put a chicken in my cup to buy a building. I bought a building and I lost everything. You done it? You did? You what a gavaldic guy. Those shares, why I really had a... I knew to buy those shares, you know. I'm not saying insider trading. And even that's Hashem. But I said, it's all Hashem, we know that. And that's by the way, why making ishtalis and being oisek in the world, whatever, builds a person's betochen. You take it to break it. Rav Dessler says in this Loshen, you take it to break it. You take the medication to make you realize the medication doesn't do anything. A person who believes in the Hishtadlis, he has to maybe do more Hishtadlis, to break it. To break and realize Hishtadlis doesn't do anything. The danger is, he may come to believe in his Hishtadlis. There's always that fine line. Rav Noach told me once, he once lost a big veer, sorry. How did you become so wealthy? He said, all the mistakes I made turned out good. Yeah, I told my secretary to buy these shares. She made a mistake. She bought some other shares I didn't even intend to buy, and they went up, and the ones I wanted to buy went down. He said, I made a lot of mistakes along the way, and Baruch Hashem, Hashem worked them out for me. You don't see that in your... You don't see that when you're not making ishtadlis. You don't see Hashem in the world so much.
What's built, the bitachon, it's a ishtadlut. How to build the bitachon? It's by the ishtadlut.
That's what I'm saying. The ishtadlis is what grows and develops and builds
and
your betochen.
It's
a fine line, depending on, and that's why it's a mitzvah pratis. That's exactly what the Meshach Chochmah is saying, it's a mitzvah pratis. Each person's got to make his own cheshbonis, where he's holding what he needs at this particular, and changes. It changes. A person gets a bit higher, a person takes a bit of a knock, he goes forward, he goes back. Like you say, it's a bit of a dance. Yeah, it's never static. There's one exception to this. Oh, once again, how this applies is just important. I haven't got an answer to this question. The Chovas HaLevavos makes no distinction between the levels of B'tochen, whether you're talking about Panosa, Refuah, any of the areas, except obviously as a whole list of things that it's also to have B'tochen in. You've got to have B'tochen in that Hashem will put on tefillin for you this morning. You actually have to get out of bed and put on tefillin. He says having B'tochen there is tipshus, stupidity. You don't have B'tochen in the things your Bechira is machayv you to do. Yeah, no, B'tochen that Hashem will give tzedakah for me today. I'm called tipshus. B'tochen in the things that you're allowed to have B'tochen in. So he doesn't make any distinction in the different levels of B'tochen. So that got me thinking, what's B'zeh Sapecha Toicha Lechem got through Fua? That's another sugya. That's Yerape. What's it going to do with B'zeh Sapecha Toicha Lechem? The Mesillas Yesharim says the minimum Ishtalis you make is talking about B'zeh Sapecha Toicha Lechem. That's only in Panosa. Who says that applies to Shiduchim? Who says that applies to Refuah? Other rabbi in the Shulchan Aruch says you have to make the utmost ishtaris when it comes to Refuah. Chovas HaLevavos doesn't say that. He makes no chilukim. That's why it's not so posh to slip the Chovas HaLevavos into B'zeh Sapecha Toicha Lechem. He brings other sibot there why you have to make ishtaris. So I'm just saying there's not a posh sugya. This is a hard sugya exactly. But certainly for Panasa. You have to try and find that minimum. Refuah.
So why does the Torah say B'zeh Sapecha Toicha Lechem? Which is way more than Hishtadlus. It's like
it's working.
When the Torah says B'zeh Sapecha, it means you.
It's working hard.
Exactly.
No. Exactly. Could be just sitting there working hard.
No.
B'zeh Sapecha does not mean physical labor. No. Chovas HaLevavos disagrees with you. You can go argue with him. Because a person has to look at himself. How do you know what Ishtadlus to make? Says Chovas HaLevavos.
Sapecha is not worrying. You're not supposed to worry.
One second.
If you're getting too emotional, it's physical. We're talking about physical labor.
That's what you say. Chovas HaLevavos.
You can't go away from the pasuk of Ishtadlus.
Not just it says by the sweat of your brow. Sweat of your brow. No, doesn't say the sweat of your armpits.
Doesn't say wrinkles of your brow.
Doesn't say the sweat of your armpits.
If it's a shtadlus, it should just be like, just pick up your finger and move the pen from here to here.
If you could do that.
Why didn't the Torah say that?
If you could do that and not be chosen to
Why use the word b'zeh sapecha, which is
I'm trying to tell you
that you should, like.
Do you know what the code
is? Push your kishkas out.
It doesn't say that.
B'zeh
sapecha. Chovas says, how does a person know what he shtadlus to make? Not how much, but what? So he says he has to take stock of himself. What are your tchunos? What are your koichuses? What are your weaknesses? What are you good at? What do you enjoy? And then, based on that, choose your ishtadlus. He says a person who's got a very strong body and a very dim mind shouldn't become an actuary. Somebody who's got a very powerful mind or whatever, but his body is a stit manutak, shouldn't become a construction worker. Verstehst? Therefore, you find and you should be something you enjoy. The ishtadlus shouldn't be something that you hate doing. If you don't want us to hate what we're doing, you should be able to enjoy the ishtadlus you're making. Maybe somewhere where you can help people. The pharmacist that's there helping people and giving them medication, teaching them how to give the medication and eat the taken, and he's enjoying his day, whatever. But I don't know, who's a person to be doing work that he hates? Chovas HaLevavos says chas v'chalila.
The Torah wouldn't use the words b'zeh sapecha to tell you about a pharmacist who's helping people. Zeh sapecha has a connotation of Schwitz.
Schwitz, yeah.
So Schwitz?
Through the, as opposed to what Adam Marishan was doing before. Before Adam Marishan was lying on a hammock and these Oriental Malachim were busy feeding him grapes and roasting meat for him or whatever. And now Hashem says you've got to go plow and you've got to plant. God driving a combined harvester. Yeah, who's plowing or whatever, he's not schwitzing, he's got air conditioning in there. No, switch off the air conditioner, you're not being Makai in the Mitzvah Ishtadlus, you've got to sweat. That's not what it means. Anyway, Chovas HaLevavos
is getting up in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning in the dark and milking the cows or whatever. Yes, it is.
But that you've got to enjoy doing that. You've got to be the kind of guy. I know people that are on farms, they love doing it. My grandfather was a farmer, he used to love getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to milk the cows or whatever, then come back and eat half a cow for breakfast. They used to love it. Farmer's breakfast in South Africa. I don't know if they have it anywhere else in the world. Farmer's breakfast, you know? You're flacing for about a week afterwards. They still love farming. I'm just saying, you've got to enjoy the ishtadlus you're doing. If you don't enjoy the ishtadlus you're doing, Ken Zahn, it's not the ishtadlus you should be doing. Talk to the Vavas before it. The Shulchan Aruch on these sugyas tells you find something you're good at and find something you enjoy. I once heard from a poysek, it's about 90% guaranteed that if you find something you're good at and you enjoy, that's what Hashem wants you to do. You're not always doing what you're going to enjoy. Not every aspect of your job is going to be enjoyable. But the klaliyut, it's got to be enjoyable. If you're coming, yeah, if you're ending up
is doing your report cards.
Huh?
Is doing your report cards.
Whatever it is, whatever you...
The part that you don't want to do.
No, I don't know what Zayasapecha tells us that you have to do. You have to make ishtadlis. It doesn't say it has to be horrible, doesn't have to kill yourself. You have to make physical effort. That's what it's saying. As opposed to an immersion who made no effort. You've got to make some effort.
Pretty graphic adjectives being used for something that's so comfortable.
Okay, fine, you have a problem with the pasuk. Take out all the rishonim, take out the mikras gedolim, and go see how they learn pshat there. I don't know, I haven't seen the chazals.
Try the question.
I'm not a Christian, I don't learn the Bible.